pretty fair miss, working in the garden. A brave young soldier come riding by.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, December 8th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American folk singer Gene Ritchie, born in 1922 at Viper in Perry County, Kentucky. Her career formed a kind of bridge between the traditional and modern forms of folk music. In her youth, she learned folk songs in the traditional way, orally from her family and members of her community. And in adulthood, she became a successful modern folk singer, circulating songs in public through concerts and recordings. She was the youngest of 14 children. The Ritchies of Perry County were one of the great ballad-singing families of Kentucky, celebrated among folk song scholars. Many of the Ritchies attended the Hindman Settlement School, where people were encouraged to cherish their own backgrounds. Gene's father, Bayless Ritchie, had printed up a book of old songs entitled Lover's Melodies, and music-making was an important activity in the Ritchie home. Alan Lomax wrote that they were quiet, thoughtful folks who went in for ballads, big families, and educating their children. Gene's grandmother was a prime mover in the old regular Baptist church, and all the traditional hymn tunes came from her. Gene's uncle Jason was a lawyer who remembers the big ballads like Lord Barnard. Gene's father taught school, printed a newspaper, fitted spectacles, farmed, and sent 10 of his 14 children to college. Gene was one of 10 girls who slept in one room of the farming family's house. She was quick to memorize songs and performed at local dances and county fairs. She recalled that when the family acquired a radio in the late 1940s, they discovered that what they had been singing in their family for years was now called hillbilly music, a term they had never heard before. She graduated from high school at Viper and enrolled in Cumberland Junior College, now the University of the Cumberlands in Williamsburg, Kentucky. And from there, she went on to graduate Phi Beta Kappa with a B.A. in social work from the University of Kentucky in 1946. After graduation, she got a job as a social worker at the Henry Street Settlement in New York, where she taught music to children. And there she befriended Alan Lomax, who recorded her extensively for the Library of Congress. She joined the New York folk song scene and met Leadbelly, Pete Seeger, and Oscar Brand. In 1948, she shared the stage with the Weavers, Woody Guthrie, and Betty Sanders at the Spring Fever Hootenanny, and by October 1949, she was a regular guest on Oscar Brand's Folk Song Festival radio show on WNYC. She eventually became known as the Mother of Folk. Along with work songs and ballads, Gene Ritchie knew hymns from the old regular Baptist church that she attended in Jeff, Kentucky. These were sung as lined-out songs in a lingering, soulful way. She performed at Carnegie Hall in New York and at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Her album None But One was awarded the Rolling Stones Critics Award in 1977. She was the recipient of a 2002 National Heritage Fellowship presented by the National Endowment for the Arts, which is the United States' highest honor in the folk and traditional art world. In early December 2009, she suffered a stroke which impaired her ability to communicate. She recovered to some degree and lived quietly at her home in Berea, Kentucky, where she died on June 1, 2015, at the age of 92. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 8, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.